And they say some more snow moving in Thursday and into Friday and into the weekend. Trinidad Bob will tell us more about that coming up at 8:15. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news. I'm leaving it to the weather guy.
Not my fault.
No. Oh, my.
Yeah. It is...
We're going to bring you more student phonology reports as well. That's coming up at 7:45. Some great student observations from around the state of Minnesota.
Yeah. And we'll try to, I don't know. Jeez. I'd like to say encourage, but I'm afraid that my phonology show today is all aligned to dash your hopes. So stay tuned. It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And I'm going to start the show today by reading you an email that we got from Joel Rosen. Joel is a phenologist and a man of nature over in the Mattawa area. And you notice I've learned now how to say Mattawa instead of Mattawa. Joel says, not much happening yet. First chickadee spring song on the 19th, but nothing since then. No skunk smelled, nor have I seen a dead one on the road yet. No returning birds seen or heard yet. Goldfinches have been here all winter. Pine grosbeaks seem to have departed about a week ago, but the evening grosbeaks are still around in reduced numbers. Mixed in with the goldfinch flock this morning, I saw one male showing a small patch of yellow plumage. I've been doing some crust skiing the past few mornings, but the crust season is late. So far, shaded areas still don't hold my skis up consistently, and if I lean on the poles too much, they are going down 3 feet or more with undesirable frequency. Earlier in the month, I thought the lack of ground frost would mean a possible early start to the maple sap season, but it just hasn't been warm enough. So far, the warmest day-night temperature this month is 31.5 on the 8th and the 15th. Historically, it seems we need a string of a few days with average above 32 degrees to get things flowing. Doesn't look like that will be happening until next week at the earliest. Joel. I took that note and, I had the same sort of things were running through my head. I've heard the chickadees singing their Phoebe song once in the last several weeks. And outside of a red-bellied woodpecker that was singing this past week at my house, there really hasn't been a lot of encouraging news. The red-winged blackbird that had been visiting me has disappeared right before that last big snowfall. The bald eagle nest in my yard has been the site of a lot of confusion for me, not for the eagles. I'm sure they know what they're doing, but I've been confused. They are not sitting on eggs, and they should have begun sitting on eggs back on around the 8th, 9th, 10th of March. I thought maybe they've wised up because last year we had such a crappy April, and the poor eagle sat up there in snow and wind and rain and just nasty weather. And finally, the nest failed. I don't know if they weren't able to keep the fledgling alive or if the eggs just never hatched, but the eagles left the nest in early spring when they should have been feeding their young. They have not been around the nest much in the last week. I see them only occasionally when they drop in. And on Sunday, as I was sitting there, a single eagle came and landed on the nest. And I was pretty encouraged by that. I thought, well, maybe now they're going to actually lay eggs and start a family. And shortly after that, two more eagles came in. And as they approached the nest, one of the eagles quickly descended and landed on the nest, and immediately the bird that was on the nest shot up off of the nest and took after the third eagle, and they had what I would call a conflict. It wasn't only chasing. They actually came to, you know, like one of them had to flip over on his back and present his talons to protect himself from the other. And I don't know if how that worked out, whether the one doing the attacking was the female. These are, remember, this is the bird that came off the nest to affront this other bird. There was a lot of confusion there and a lot of things going on. And then that eagle, after they ran the third eagle off, that eagle returned to the nest and things just sort of quieted down. But then before dark, they both left the nest area again. And they didn't come back yesterday. I didn't see them at all. So they may have abandoned the nest. And I just don't know. Besides the despair I feel at having lost a pair of eagles from my front yard, I'm just concerned that, you know, everything gets worked out for them in a way that works out for them. And we'll just have to wait and see how that plays out. I'll keep you posted. Took a walk yesterday. The unfortunate news was that the snow is average 24 inches. And in some places, I was up over 32, and there was just a lot of, there is just a lot of snow on the ground and a lot of snow that's going to need to melt before anything changes around here. What I did see walking around were more pussy willows breaking and starting to emerge. They typically will come out in March and then as we move into April, they should begin to actually develop and become flowers. At this point, they're just the little fuzzy aments, they're called. And they are not showing much in the way of developing into flowers at this point. The trembling aspens are doing about the same thing. They are also a member of the willow family, and they are more and more of them are showing little furry buds, just like the pussy willows. And if you have some aspens around you, and who doesn't, you should be able to, I don't know, take a pair of binoculars and give them a close look. Or just look at them, and you will see that the buds are quite large. And in some cases, if you get the light just right, you'll see that fuzzy white flower sticking out of the bud. So keep an eye on those. I was coming back from Minneapolis a week ago, and I noticed that the tamaracks have taken on a subtle color change. Now, if you're driving along this morning and you're going across a big bog, and there are lots of tamarack in there. Just if you've been looking at them all winter, they're becoming a bit more yellowish, a bit lighter in color. And that's the development that takes place. Just like a lot of bushes out there, the red osier dogwood and some of the willows are taking on color. The tamaracks take on a little color themselves, and they're getting closer to being to budding out. But we are still a ways from that happening. A friend of mine, Mark Hansen, lives over on the Mississippi River, and he saw and heard a white-throated sparrow at his house this past week, and that's a good news. It's a little bit unusual that one would come up that early, but he lives on the river, and it's one of the easy traveling ways for them to get around, so good chance of that. And from Dallas Hudson over in Akeley, he had his first red-tailed hawk this past week. If you're looking for something to be, I don't know, encouraged about, I would offer this. Many of us take some pride in living in Minnesota, that we can stand the cold and the deep snow, and we just learn to adapt and put up with it. I picked five observable events that take place every spring, and I was waiting for, trying to figure out where they ranked in terms of bad winters. So I looked at the pollen release of the speckled alder. I looked at the emergence of the female flower on the hazel. I looked at the leaf out of the trembling aspen. I looked at the records for the first songs of the wood frogs. And I looked at Crooked Lake, the lake that I live on, to be open. And I ranked, I took all of the dates that I had and I ranked the worst, the five worst. And then I, in each of those categories, I gave 5 points for a first place finish, 4 points for second, three for third, two for fourth, and five for fifth. And when you add them all up going across those five events, 2013 was far and away the latest spring we ever had with a total score of 22. They had four first place finishes in those five events. And the one that they didn't finish first in, they finished third in. So they did real well. And following 2013, the next worst winter on record was 1996. And 1996 had one first place, one second place, one third place, one fourth place, and one fifth place finish. And that gave them a total of 15 points. The next worst winter, last year, 2022, they had two second place and two third place finishes. And then following that, the next coldest winter was 08 with two thirds and two fifths. And then 89 and 14 tied for fifth with 7 points each. And 2014 had one first place and one fourth place finish. To give you an idea, so the tag alders, typically the average for them is April 2nd. In 2013, it was April 26th. The rest of the dates in that category were the 18th in 08, the 17th in 96, the 20th in 89, and the 14th in 21, 02, and 01. And the hazel brush, the 2013, it was April 29th. So April 26th for the tag alder, April 29th for the hazel brush. Aspen leaf out was May 11th. And in that year, 2014, was the latest, or in that category, aspen leaf out, 2014 was the latest of any of them, and that was on May 17th. That's the latest I've ever had aspen leaf out occur. The songs of the wood frogs in 2013, it was May 6th. In 2011, it was May 4th. In 96, it was the 28th of April. Last year, it was the 3rd of May. So, and then Crooked Lake, ice out in 13. And these are day numbers of the year. It was 130, and that would be, 90 and 40 would be May 10th. 90 is like the end of March, and then 30 days for April and 10 days into May. So May 10th was the latest that my lake ever went out. Following that, in last year, it was May 5th, and 96, it was May 5th. Anyway, when you look at it, we have, so our tag alders are going to be, the third, if they fall into the third week of April, we're going to be cracking the top five. Hazelbrush, again, third to fourth week, 28th, 29th is sort of the latest I have on those in April. Aspen leaf out, May 13th, May 17th, May 16th. So mid-May for Aspen Leaf Out. Wood Frog Songs, if it gets into May before we hear Wood Frog singing, that'll put it in the top five. And with My Lake, Crooked Lake, it looks like any time near the 1st of May is going to be putting it in the top five. So we have a lot of snow on the ground. Looking at the forecast for the next week, it doesn't look like we're going to see a lot of change. Temperatures are highs in the 20s and 30s, lows in the teens and single digits, with some below zero temperatures forecast in the next few days. It doesn't look like there's anything that's going to really change things in a hurry over the next 10 days. So there's a very good chance that 2023 will top the top five for cold winters. And if that's something that you want to cheer about, you just think of how tough you are. You know, if you find yourself stirring your coffee with your thumb, then you're probably a true Minnesotan. You're getting there. That's the Phenology Show for this week. I hope it warms up.
Phenology Report is available on our website, better yet, through our Season Watch newsletter. You can sign up to get it every week. That gives you links to what you're on the radio, gives you links to things to be looking for in nature and cool stuff when it comes to nature. Lots of cool things there. Season Watch newsletter. Go to our website to sign up, kaxe.org.